Sto facendo?
Hi, Sheldon. It's Alisa.
Hey, Alisa, how are
Sorry, I realized my phone was on Do Not Disturb.
you? Yeah.
But I guess the call isn't coming through.
Your message box is also
Sorry
full.
about that. Huh?
Your message box is also full.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
Yeah. It happens. So, let me actually get the forms open so we can fill them up. Okay. So you filled out the cover form, right? I did not have is publishing. Let's go to its publishing first. Okay. So I want the publishing information. Are you using your real name as the author? Are you using a, you know, some pen name?
My name. My real name.
Is there a middle name, or is it just going to be Alisa Lane?
I have two middle names. I don't really use them.
No, let's just leave
only on like official documents, which is the first and last name.
It's better to keep the official one. If you're going for your
Oh, like what's on my passport?
Yeah, that one would be better.
Why?
But then again, it doesn't really matter if you eventually go towards, because when you'll be going for publishing, you'll be required, you can have to go through, you know, to get copyrights and to get an ISBN.
Uh-huh.
So it's better to have, usually it's better to have it, but since we can consider this a pen name and just go for it, yeah.
Okay.
So Alisa Lane it is, and the book title is...
Underneath It All.
Underneath It All.
Yeah, and then the subtitles.
Okay. And what's the
Well,
subtitle?
I guess it would be a subtitle. The Bronze Panty Bible.
The what?
Bra and Panty Bible.
I heard the Bible, but I don't heard in between.
Hold on one moment. Hold on.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the Bra and Panty Bible.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Bible, and we have total page count? Any idea?
So far it's about 79.
79, okay.
But that is 8 by 11. It's like a Word document.
Okay. By the way, you have to send me the manuscript. Yeah. I'm still waiting on that to get the work started. Also, what genre would this book come under? It's like a self-help, or?
I guess I don't know what you would do. I would think of it as a self-help, but I don't know if we're going to that or fashion. Wow.
Let's just keep it towards self-help then. We'll see if we can going forward. Come to under self-help. The format that you, what format do you have in mind? To like the dimensions? Do you want it 8x10 or 6x9?
6x9.
6x9, okay. That's 6 across 9. And let's see, what else do we have? Do you have a secured ISBN number, or will you be going to us for that?
No, I need one of those.
You need one?
Now, I know I may need more than one. Do you need a separate one if it's the e-book?
You don't really need a separate one for e-book, but you do need one for paperback and hardcover.
Okay.
Like, for both, the paperback is going to be different, the hardcover is going to be different, okay?
Okay, alright.
Yeah. Okay, I'll leave the ice beam imprint out. And can you send me a small message about yourself, like about the author, so I can put that in whenever you're free, okay?
Yeah, I
have to
do that. Yeah,
okay. Is your assumed target audience is women?
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Okay, age range would be 16 and above or 18 above?
So I would say that it's mostly, of course, women. It feels like professional career women.
Uh-huh.
Geared to them, but it's like for all women, I guess, ages 18 to 65, I guess.
Okay, so 18 to 65. Put that in.
I guess, well, I guess whoever wears a bronze band, I guess.
I said 21. Weren't you 21 with next month?
21.
Yeah, 21 or 65.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they start working, going out into the film.
Primary target,
yeah.
I guess, would be USA, Canada, and Europe.
Yeah.
And what are your ideas on the sales price? Are you going for an ebook and a paperback, right?
Paperback. I kind of wanted this to be hard. Is there in between paperback and hardcover, like a hard?
No, for Amazon, you only have three options. You have like the regular, that is the ebook, and there's the paperback, and there's the hardcover. If you ever go for printed copies through us, then I'll give you a list of options that you have, like for different kind of binds that you can use.
Okay. We're looking. You know that when Bibles are made, how Bibles are?
Yeah, that's usually I won't really recommend, just being very honest, I won't recommend it for a book that you're going to sell to a regular market, because that's inexpensive binding, because that's usually either Ragzine or leather bind, you know?
Okay. Yeah, all right. All right, so I guess I know hardcover, I guess it's more expensive than paperback, but I want it to be hardcover. Well, harder than paperback, so I guess hardcover.
Okay. So, but what's the price tag you want to put on them? I would say you can say $299 for, let's say $299 for the ebook, right? Since it's
okay, that low, yeah, I guess.
Do you have an idea on how royalties work on Amazon?
No.
Okay, so let me give you a breakdown. Okay, for royalties for ebooks, it's very straight up, right? You get a 70-30 split, okay? 70% goes to you, 30% goes to Amazon for every sale since you're using the platform, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about the paperback and hardcover. Now, the paperback goes 60-40. But the problem with the 60-40 is that you get, what's that called? The printing cost of the book will be cut out from your 60%, not Amazon's 40. Or not the whole price.
Okay.
It will be cut out from your 60% royalty. So you have to keep that in mind while putting up a price. Okay?
Okay.
And do you have images in your book? I assume you have images in your book. And so you want it to be a colored book, correct?
It doesn't have to be colored, but I would like it colored.
So, because the thing is, there are three variations that you can get, okay? Actually, four variations.
Okay.
There's the regular black and white. There's the premium black and white. There's the regular standard color. And then there is premium color.
Okay.
So I
just regular color.
You want to go for regular color, right? And I think you
have...
You have 78 pages, so I think, we can go for regular. Because, there is a page requirement as well for minimum pages for a certain type of, page.
Okay. So not all the pictures have to be colored.
That's,
is that a thing, or is like it's just
that impossible with Amazon? It's either all color or no color.
Okay.
But the printing cost is pretty standard. It's a standard printing cost. It's not going to be too expensive. Like, if you're going for standard color, I'd say if you are to put your book around anywhere between $20 to $25, you should have a decent royalty coming back to you.
Okay. I was thinking
prices
20.
Are always adjustable.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about it too much. The prices are always adjustable.
Right.
Okay. So I'll put in that you are putting it as $25. $24.99. Put it out. $24.99. You always have to put it out, you know. The 99 just helps.
Yeah, to make them think it's a dollar less, yeah.
Yeah. So that is $24.99 for paperback. And okay. For now, let's just go with this.
$24.99 for a hardcover.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me explain.
That's too low for a hardcover.
Yeah, we do go for a hardcover, but that's what I'm checking. I have to confirm. Hardcover is something we usually give separately, and it's not listed as involved, so I'll need to check if you have hardcover published or not, okay? But do tell me the price. If you're going to go for it in the long run, why not? Tell me the price. I'd say since we're going for hardcover, I'd give it a like $35.99. Yes.
$35.99?
Yeah. Normally that's the difference.
Mm.
About $10. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll get back to you
now. $35.99 for hardcover. Okay. We have that covered, and we're going
Thank you.
Okay, we have KGB, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo. Okay, Kobo and Barnes & Noble. Okay, so you want to go for a matte color or like a glossy look?
But let me tell you, let me give you the back. I think I want to go back. But so initially when I wrote this, it was called, my business is called Stiletto Imaging, like a stiletto like a shoe. So the book is going to be Stiletto, the Stiletto Bible. But I changed the name. Because someone else came up with the name, so I didn't want to have any issues. So I changed the name to Underneath It All, and I still kept the Bible, you know, with the broad page Bible. So when I was writing it, I wrote it as a Bible. So you know how the Bible has, you know, the two, it's written like a magazine?
Yeah.
Two columns. So that is how I wrote it. And I want to have the bookmarks like they have in the Bible. And it is like a book of bras and a book of panties. So it is written as such. So however, that's why I wanted, like, that's why, as you know how a Bible looks, that's how I want it to be.
That's an interesting way he's doing it.
Yeah. So the matte and the glossy, I guess, what are you talking about? Like the pages?
The finish on the cover.
Matte.
The finish on the cover. Do you want it to be matte or glossy?
I guess matte. I don't know.
Let's go for matte. And the paper color, I would assume you would want to be white, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move forward. Then we have, now there are a few details required to complete a vendor account on Amazon, okay? Starting off with your bank details. Now, your country is, like, your bank is probably in the USA, correct? Your account
hold
name
on,
is.
One moment.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, Sheldon.
No problem.
I'm just outside. All right. Okay, yes. Sorry, what did you say?
I was asking for what your name as it appears on your bank account.
Oh, Elisa Lane.
Elisa Lane, okay. Then comes type of account. Is it checking, savings?
Yes.
Checking?
Yes, checking.
Okay, you have the account number?
Hold on. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It is... Thank you. Wing and a leg. Where's my panel? All right, here you go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, it is 2391 359
13. That is, let me repeat that back to you. That is 2391 359 13, right?
913, yeah.
And the routing number?
It is 021.
0-0-0-0-2-1.
0-2-1-0-0-0-0-2-1. Yeah.
Okay, and the name of the bank?
It's Chase.
Alyssa? The name of the bank.
Chase Bank.
What?
I thought you heard me. Chase.
Chase?
Yeah, Chase.
Okay.
Chase Bank. C-H-A-S-E.
Okay, okay. That is Chase Bank, and then we have, let's see, oh yeah, your tax information you classify as, do you classify it in, like, are you doing it yourself, so you classify as an individual, and you're a U.S. person, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and now your name as it comes on your tax return.
I think that includes my middle name.
Yeah.
Alisa, A-L-I-S-A. Ray, R-A-E.
Oh, R-A-E.
Yeah, Dash. Judith. J as in John.
J-H?
Yeah, that. Ray Judith.
Okay, so Alyssa Ray Judith Lane.
Yeah.
And may I have your address, please?
It is 1057 East 94th Street.
East 9th.
East 94th.
East 94th Street.
Yeah, 94th.
Okay, East 94th Street. And can you tell me the location?
I said Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, New York. Okay. So if I got this right, this is 1057 East 94th Street, Brooklyn, New York, correct?
Yes, 11236.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Okay, it's like a nice house, right?
Huh?
At least from Google's perspective, it looks like a nice house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Because you have to confirm every address that we take with Google so we know we're getting the right address. Sometimes it happens, we just get it wrong. So we have to confirm all of it. Okay, come on, and here we go. There we go. And next is your tax identification number, which is basically your social security number, yeah.
Now, I do have an LLC and a tax ID. Can I use that?
A what?
Or, I have an LLC, and I have a... Hi, how are you doing? You too. And I have a... Yes, I have a tax ID number. Can I use that instead of my social security number?
Yeah, you can give me your TIN. That works.
Okay, great. I don't have it on me right now. Oh, wait, let me see.
That is 832093174, correct?
No, it's 822.
822 or 832?
822.
822. Okay, that's 822093174.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And last thing would be that, do you currently have an Amazon account?
Yes.
Okay, is it on the same Stiletto Imaging at Gmail or?
Thank you. No, it's a different email.
Okay, because you would preferably want it to be, the book to be uploaded to your email, right?
Yes.
Okay, so can you tell me that email?
Sure, it's ALIS 419.
419.
Yep.
At?
Yahoo.
Yahoo.com. Okay. And may I know the relative Amazon password for that?
Let's see if I can find that.
Alyssa?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm coming. I'm trying to find the password. Yeah. I don't remember what it is. I'm gonna have to go and change all my passwords so that I can.
I recommend writing it down somewhere, like in a note in your phone, or texting it to someone who you can trust, you know?
Yeah, I have written down
Hello? Yep. By the way, when will you be sending me the manuscript?
As soon as I get home.
No, okay. So how about at that time, since you are, better to, when you go home, you can send me the manuscript in the same email you can drop me the new password form that you'll be making, and I'll add it to the form, okay?
Well, okay, so what else, what other passwords do you need?
I don't mean any. Just for the Amazon, because we will be going through your account in order to publish the books, so it's completely under your name and with 100% ownership.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect. So let me know when you get home. Just drop me an email whenever you can with the manuscript and the password, and we'll start working from there. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So, Melissa, this was fun. Keep in touch, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care.